Welcome, everybody, to Dr. Becky's Clinic, where lives are being touched and changed. Information is being shared and imparted at rapid pace. We're just excited to have Dr. Becky with us, and just a lot of people are on the call tonight for the first time, and we just want to welcome you and welcome to the call and all the listeners. We're just so glad you're here. Those that are getting this forwarded on to them and you're popping in and listening to this on a recorded basis, we welcome you as well. And just to give you a little bit of background, Dr. Becky is a board-certified medical doctor, but with some specialists. I mean, you know, it's one thing being board-certified, but then when you become a specialist, she was the first woman to be accepted at the University of Arizona in gas. That may not mean a lot to you, but that's kind of a big deal. And it's kind of very, very, very exciting. She practiced in Tucson, Arizona for 13 years. And during that practice, she found, she found nutrition by the way of network marketing, and then went on to touch thousands of people's lives, creating a seven-figure income and just impacting every single person she came in contact with. We are so blessed and just very excited to have Dr. Becky not only, you know, have her clinic that you can count on each and every Tuesday evening, but we're so proud of her to be a part of what we're doing with Sizzle and part of the Sizzle family and touching lives there as well. Dr. Becky, we're just going to jump right into things tonight, if that's okay with you.
Sounds great. Thank you.
All right. Well, tonight we're going to be focusing on Spectramax. And Spectramax is the third part of the Triangle of Life. We've already went over the resveratrol, and we've gone over the Thycoidin, and which is, you know, absolutely fantastic. Now we're going to jump into Spectramax, which is full of nutritional replenishments, and it's very important, especially with the kind of weather we're having lately, and getting all the replenishments done. But Dr. Becky, please share with us, you know, and share with your audience the nutritional, you know, depletion we see in today's world, and how that translates into significant health challenges that are going on.
Absolutely. And thanks, everybody, for your time and attention tonight. And I'm really honored to be the medical director of Sizzle. This company really has it going on when it comes to understanding superior products that are super concentrated, that deliver results, that are bioavailable. And tonight with the Spectramax, it is the perfect end of the trifecta. We talked about Eternity, we talked about Thycoidin. Tonight we're going to talk about Spectramax. And when I looked at the nutrients in Spectramax, then I started to really talk about tonight, what kind of replenishment is necessary for our body because of what we're dealing with in society today. And yeah, I'm always reading, I'm learning, I'm researching, I'm very, you know, self-educated on a lot of these areas, because when I was in medical school, it was a year of pharmacy and a year of pharmacology and only 3 days of nutrition training. And so I had to become self-educated. My patients taught me a lot because a lot of them didn't get better with medications. It was just more toxins. So I just want to impart information to you, and I want to build your belief in this company and in these products so strong that you feel so comfortable using them, sharing them, giving them away, you know, just impacting people on such a global scale like I can do now since I retired from my practice. But let's talk a little bit about what we're dealing with in society today when it comes to nutritional depletion. And a lot of times you'll hear me say nutritional bankruptcy of the body, because I saw that in my practice. The way people would walk into my exam room, if their eyes were down, their head was down, their posture wasn't very good, they looked sluggish, they didn't look me in the eye when they talked to me, they just had general malaise. I just knew that they were nutritionally dead inside, nutritionally bankrupt. And when you're nutritionally bankrupt, your body doesn't have the fuel to fuel your detoxification pathways. So we have all these different toxins. I'm going to get more into that as the call progresses. But when all these toxins come in and you're nutritionally depleted, you just don't have the ability to fight off all these free radicals and the oxidative process that's starting to destroy your vital organs and your cells. One of the big things that we're seeing right now in society is because of our agricultural practices, we're stripping our soils. We're stripping them of their mineral base, their vitamins. There's just nothing that's in our soil that's substantial like it was several decades ago. And this has been studied. In fact, what I really counsel people on doing, go online and, you know, look up these different food composition tables that the USDA, the United States Department of Agriculture, has put together over the years. What they're looking at is mineral content and vitamin content of certain fruits and vegetables to see what the decline has been over the years. So I'm actually just going to read from a chart because I didn't have a chance to memorize all these numbers. But if you look at broccoli, and they looked at the broccoli, the content of minerals and vitamins in 1975, and then they carried it through to 2010, the calcium content from 1975 to 2010 down 55%. Iron, down 34%. Vitamin A, down 75%. Vitamin A is down in most fruits and vegetables very significantly. Vitamin C, down 21%. Thiamine, B vitamin, down 35%. Riboflavin, 48%. Down. Niacin, down 30%. This is shocking. So you can look at all these different fruits and vegetables. It's the same trend. So what's happening? Well, we're so fast with our agricultural processes that we're not replenishing the ground and we're not rotating the crops. And then we're poisoning them on top of it, throwing all these pesticides and insecticides and herbicides and fungicides. And we're killing these microorganisms that are supposed to be there in the soil, these microorganisms that can excrete fulvic acid, which allows for uptake of really good minerals into the plant. But it's just not happening. It's becoming depleted. And I kind of call it sick soil or dead dirt. It just doesn't have, you know, the nutrient density that it used to. And one thing I've talked about in the past is if you think about a carrot that you pull from the ground, and it's, say it's the ground that's been so depleted, and you take this carrot from the depleted ground, and it goes off on a truck, and then it goes into a factory, and you put it in a can, and it lands on your shelf, and you buy it, and you open up the can for dinner. What you're having for dinner is a carrot cadaver. That's what I call it, a carrot cadaver. There's nothing there. There's just no nutrient value compared to what we were doing, you know, many, many, many years ago. That's a real problem. And I just want to, you know, give another example. They looked at wheat content from, it was like way in the 1800s to 2010, and 11% down in iron, 16% down in copper, 25% down in zinc, 50% down in selenium. And when I saw this, it really jarred my memory about selenium deficiency. This is a mineral that's very, very important. And I just want to talk a little bit about epidemiology and a very interesting story that was shared by a peer of mine who was speaking on mineral deficiency at the anti-aging conference in Vegas a couple of years ago. And he talked about a small town in Russia. And I forget the name of the town, but in this town, the kids were all coming down with a dilated heart disease called cardiomyopathy and necrosis of the heart muscle. So they were losing kids left and right at really young ages from a dilated heart that shouldn't happen until you're like in your 70s and 80s or had massive heart issues. It just didn't make sense. So they sent a bunch of researchers in to look at this town, and they started to look for different toxins in the ground and in the air. Couldn't find anything specific there, but they started to look at the lands where they were growing food, and they started to look at the mineral content. There was no selenium to be found in the grounds, nothing. So they started to supplement the entire town and all the kids with selenium, and they eliminated that disease state. So that was one major example. But trust me, there's pockets of deficiency throughout the world that lead to these pockets of very detrimental diseases. But if you think about selenium being so low right now, even in wheat, selenium leads to hypothyroidism, sluggish thyroid. Now, the liver has a lot to do with why we have sluggish thyroid that's epidemic nowadays, but so does selenium. So, you know, patients that would come in saying, you know, I'm real fatigued. I'm cold all the time. I just don't understand why I'm gaining weight. I just don't have any kind of mojo to get up in the morning. I just want to sleep all day. Run the panel for thyroid issues, find hypothyroidism. I would recommend ionic minerals that included selenium because I knew they needed them. And ionic minerals, like what we have in the Spectrum Max, they liven up our body, they liven up our cells, they liven up the absorptive surface of our small intestine. And what's really important about that is if you are minerally deficient, depleted, bankrupt, you're not going to absorb vitamins. If you're standing in front of me and you're minerally depleted, I can hand you stacks and stacks of vitamins in any form, liquid, capsule, pills, tell you to swallow them, they're going to go right through your GI tract and nothing gets absorbed. It's not utilized when you're minerally deficient. And you need these minerals and you need these vitamins to do all these cellular enzymatic functions. There's so many biochemical processes that depend on minerals and vitamins working in conjunction with each other. Protein synthesis, enzyme synthesis, ATP production, and I like to call it metabolic vitality. If you want metabolic vitality, you need to have these nutrients in the forms of the ionic trace minerals, these antioxidants, vitamins, working in conjunction to keep your cells healthy and turning over healthier and healthier and keep that communication with your cells and vital organs. So this is really important when we talk about products like SpectraMax that are so nutritionally dense with what we need because we are so depleted in society and so toxic in society. This is something that will fortify your body, and it's going to give you that metabolic vitality that we all need and support our immune system. That's the other thing, too. As we age and if we become more nutritionally depleted and bankrupt, when the immune system starts to break down, then, you know, somebody getting the flu when they were, you know, nutritionally fit and they just fight it off in 24 hours, that's when you end up in the hospital, and sometimes you don't get out of the hospital. So we really need to look at this seriously. You guys, you're in control of your health and your quality of life. Doctors are here to guide, and doctors do a lot of good in this world. But sometimes they're so committed to the drug, to the pharmaceutical, understanding that there's options out there because they became so closed-minded. And before we go to the next question, I'll just share this. And I think, you know, as an audience here, you'll relate to this. When I was going through medical school and all the pharmacy and pharmacology training and just, you know, no nutritional training, all of my friends and I in medical school, we were broke. We had no money to get by. But you know what? We ate at every 4- and 5-star restaurant 3 or 4 times a week in Philadelphia, places like Le Bec Fin, like one of the finest French restaurants in all of Philadelphia, and all these crazy great restaurants. You know why? Because Glaxo Pharmaceuticals took us out for free, and Merck Sharp & Dohme took us out for free, and Johnson & Johnson took us out for free. They would pile us in a limo. They would take us to these restaurants. We would eat the finest food, drink the finest wine, and we would watch a pharmaceutical presentation. And so what do you think that is? It's pretty much brainwashing, because when you're so ingrained to that, you know, being taught to you morning, noon, and night for a fancy dinner, that's all you know. So it's not that I get mad at doctors that don't recommend nutritional supplementation. It's just I fault the system. I really think that the system failed them in a lot of ways. I just stepped outside the system because I knew I'd do so much better helping people with products like this that would really change their quality of life. So I'll turn it back over to you, DW.
Man, Dr. Becky, that's kind of amazing information. We want to come alive each and every day, but we're eating dead food that should have life to it. And so, you know, it's counterproductive. Love it. Now, when it comes to toxicity, share your knowledge on toxicity. And you know, it seems to that it continually is just avalanching us and surrounding all of us. And when it comes to that toxicity, you maybe even touch on some of your patient base and how that impacted some of your patients.
Absolutely. This is important. And I'm going to kind of go down the path of genetically modified things because, you know, toxins are everywhere. I talked about the herbicides, insecticides, pesticides, fungicides. We've got chemically altered foods, foods with additives that are addictive. But we have genetically modified things going on right now, folks. And this is really, really scary because we don't, in this country, don't have to have labels that say it's genetically modified. And a lot of other countries are going that route because they understand how detrimental this can potentially be to our health. And I truly feel that it is. So when you look at a company like Monsanto and what they've done to agriculture in this world, it's really sick. And I started to look at the herbicide that they've been using for a long time called Roundup. This is really shocking and this is really scary. When you look at this, the potential for what it's doing to our health and where things are headed, that's why they're predicting in 2050, okay, in 2050, that every single person will be diagnosed with cancer one time in their lifetime because we're going in such a bad direction. And I really think that genetically modified farming has caused a lot of this. So when you talk about genetically modified foods, you've got, you know, mainly soy and corn and sugar, and there's certain grains and alfalfa and some fruits. These plants, they're resistant to the Roundup. They're resistant to this herbicide. And so the herbicide's used and sprayed all over these crops to get rid of the weeds that are going to, you know, be infiltrating in between these plants. So the weeds are being killed off, but what's happening is all of these genetically modified plants are absorbing the Roundup. And the herbicide, the main component is, I want to say this the right way because it's kind of a funny way to pronounce it, but it's called glyphosate. And so glyphosate is the herbicide that gets into the plant. So it's not like you can wash the corn and get rid of this stuff. When you ingest this glyphosate, it goes into our intestinal tract and it starts to eat away at our good bacteria. Because remember, we've got good bacteria and bad bacteria in our intestinal tract. There's a balance, but you want more good than bad. Because if you're taking away the good, like this herbicide is doing, then it allows the bad to overgrow. It's a pathogen. And in my patient base, like I talked about last week, I saw a lot of Crohn's disease and a lot of ulcerative colitis. These are severe systemic inflammatory conditions affecting the whole body. But prior to that, you know, a lot of people would start off with an irritable bowel, just IBS. It's not an inflamed bowel. It's just an irritable bowel. But the irritable bowel is very, very detrimental in terms of symptomatology for most people. And the main symptom would be change in bowel patterns. My patients would come in and go, you know, diarrhea one day, constipation the next, I am distended, the bloating is painful, I've got cramps, I've got gas, I don't know what to do, it's controlling my life. I had women that would come into my practice and they would bring me a picture of their abdomen, okay, of their belly in the morning, and you'd see this nice flat belly, and they would be seeing me in the office 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and I have to tell you, they looked like they were in their third trimester with a pregnancy. They were that distended. And when you would tap on the abdomen, it's called percussion to determine if there's fluid, if there's stool, if it's solid, or if it's air. It was always air. So when you are killing off the good bacteria, like this herbicide is doing in our bodies, and the bad bacteria is overgrowing, the irritable bowel is going to raise its ugly head. You're going to have the gas, the bloating, the pain, the change in bowel pattern. It's going to be very uncomfortable. You don't want to fit into your clothes. You have to unbutton your pants. So this is happening. But the more it's sitting in the system, the more inflamed you have the chance to have happen. So that's where the ulcerative colitis and the Crohn's disease can set in, and then the leaky gut syndrome, and then all the systemic inflammatory things that can take place. The other thing that this horrible chemical does to our system is it goes into our liver, and there's something called the cytochrome P450 system. It's just a big name for a detoxification system within our liver, and it starts to wreak havoc on that. So now it's starting to destroy our detoxification abilities. It's destroying our absorptive capabilities and elimination capabilities of our digestive system. When you hear experts speak on this horrible, you know, herbicide and what it's doing to society, they start to look at trends in diseases since this has been released heavily in agriculture. So now over 1 billion pounds of glyphosate hitting our soils around the world a year. We've had a huge rise in autism. Autism, about 25 years ago, 1 in every 10,000 children being diagnosed. Now it's 1 in 50, and 5 to 1 are boys. And this is not just a little autism. This is some Asperger syndrome, which is heavy-duty, you know, issues neurologically. Definite rise in all types of allergies, gluten sensitivity. 1 in every 200 people have gluten sensitivity. Rise in Parkinson's, multiple sclerosis, ALS, Alzheimer's, depression, anxiety, and, of course, all the GI diseases that I listed. So why do I supplement every day? Why do I put pure toxic-free products into my body every day? Because I know that I cannot research what I'm eating in terms of if it's genetically modified, because we don't have labels in this country yet. So I know that there's certain products that have corn and sugar and, you know, other things that are genetically modified, but it's affecting me adversely, so I'm going to supplement. So I'm going to do something to at least balance it out. It's all about balance. It's allowing your body to have a fighting chance. So hopefully, you know, tying in the nutritional depletion with this major issue of genetically modified, you know, toxicity will wake people up to, you know, if you just left with a couple pearls from this call tonight that makes you realize that we need the triangle of life every single day, several times a day, then, you know, I've done my job. And I'm passionate about it because, again, when I was in medicine and I just doled out the drugs and I could dole them out faster than anybody, I wasn't doing anyone any good. We're going to do a lot of good here with the triangle of life and the Spectrum Max. So back to you, DW.
Well, that's absolutely phenomenal, and I tell you what, it's you make me want to put my fastest pair of tennis shoes on and run as far away from anything with GMO or Roundup and just go the opposite direction. The information's invaluable, what we just received there. So let's go into the next question here, and we're talking about Spectrum Max. So just explain to us kind of why Spectrum Max and why it's an exceptional product, and how this completes the other TOL or Triangle of Life products.
Well, it completes it for the reason of now you're going to get some super, super concentrated, super saturated trace minerals and antioxidants. I mean, there's 40 antioxidants in here. Why 40? Well, we are bombarded with over 2,200 free radicals a day. So there's no magic bullet. Tom Sr. talks about it all the time. He's I'm never going to say just drink one thing or just do one antioxidant. It doesn't make any sense. And there's a lot of companies out there that have juices that just have like one or two, you know, decent nutrients in there that have good antioxidant power, but nothing like what you see here. In fact, if you look at all the pigmented fruits and the extracts of these fruits within the Spectramax, just the amount of ellagic acid that you're getting from all these extracts is humongous compared to anything that's out there on the market. And it's a powerful antioxidant. And there's tons of studies with ellagic acid that are very promising in cancer research. So just looking at that piece of it. But one of the components that I want to focus on just a little bit is the fulvic acid. Because we have fulvic acid in the product. This is not folic acid. This is F-U-L-V as in Victor, I-C, fulvic acid. This is a really important component. And just like what it does for the plant, when it uptakes the ionic minerals into a plant, when the fulvic acid is sitting there in the ground, and it's, to me, an organic electrolyte, basically, that has the power to pull the ionic minerals up into the plant, what it does is it pulls nutrients into our cells, exactly like what the diatomic hydrogen water does. We're going to talk about that before we end the call. So it's assimilating, and it's making it more efficacious to pull stuff into the cells. So as you're drinking all these good nutrients, you're having the eternity, and you're having the fucoidin, and you're drinking your Spectramax, that fulvic acid starts working. It's livening up the absorptive surface of your intestine. Everything's flying into your vascular system, and everything's flying into your cells, down to the level of the ATP, supporting synthesis of DNA and RNA, supporting, you know, our mitochondria. It's also been studied to be a chelator of heavy metals and certain toxins. And it's an amazing antioxidant. It's just amazing that it can scavenge, you know, free radicals, helps with metabolism of proteins. It's a natural electrolyte. It restores electrochemical balance within our cells, helps to, you know, fuel the enzyme systems. So very super concentrated, super saturated nutritional product. That to me, again, taking it a couple of times throughout the day is the best because you're always exposed to these free radicals and oxidation is going on in your body all the time. So why not, you know, spread out your triangle of life a little bit here, you know, in the morning, a little bit here in the afternoon, a little bit in the evening, because it gives your body that balance to fight off what it's fighting off all of the time. So that should give you at least a little bit of, you know, the potency and how nutritionally dense all of these products are. But it's the perfect trifecta when you think about it. You've got the resveratrol in the eternity, and we talked all about its anti-inflammatory and anti-aging properties and what a great antioxidant is. It's a protectant. With the fucoidin, over 2,000 studies that support what it's doing for the internal body, the immune system regeneration, all the wonderful research based on what it can be used for, potentially for cancer. And now with the Spectramax, which is about replenishment, renourishment, giving your body that fighting chance off of everything I mentioned in terms of toxicity and nutritional depletion. Guys, it's not going to get any better anytime soon. The agricultural department and, you know, the whole system, they're in bed with, you know, the fast food industry. They're in bed with the pharmaceutical industry. They're in bed with the government. Nobody really wants us healthy. I mean, I'm just telling you, nobody, there's no money in it for them. So sick America, you know, and unfortunately now we're starting to pollute other countries and they're starting to see epidemic of diseases that they never saw before. It's all because of everything I mentioned. So we can do a movement and you know, try to help the environment and try to make change. But until we start to see major changes like that, you have to take control of your health and you have to do something that's supporting your health every single day. And then once you really feel this with the passion and conviction and belief that I do, that's when it becomes a lifestyle to share these products with other people, to get out there. And it's not like you're selling them anything. You're just passionately giving them a gift. You're like Santa Claus, and you've got the pack on your back, and you're just pulling out the triangle of life, and you're giving a gift to people. And if you look at it that way, you're going to change a lot of lives, and you won't have to go to medical school as many years as I did, and all the training and all the sleepless nights and being broke forever. You won't have to go and do that to do what we all are capable of, is just sharing these wonderful products and impacting people on that level. So that's what I wanted to share before we moved on to our testimonial. And we have a fabulous testimonial this evening. We have Marianne from Pennsylvania, and Marianne is, she's a gift in and of herself. She's always helping people. She's always sharing her knowledge on her Monday night calls. I've had the honor of being on two of her health calls, and she's all about just sharing information like I am and impacting people and sharing the triangle of life and sharing the pillars of health when it comes to just deep breathing and good hydration and good eating and exercise and spirituality and loving people and communication. So she's got it all going on. And Marianne, thanks so much for joining us this evening. I'm going to have you pop out here and share your story on SpectrumX.
Thank you for having me on the call, Dr. Becky, and you too, Daniel Whitey. Can you hear me, Becky?
Thank you.
Can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you loud and clear, my dear. You're
okay.
Here.
Okay, great. I just wanted to make sure. Oh, my, I learned so much. And you just, some of the things that you talked about, the chemicals going into the liver and explaining that it makes so much sense. I'm going to listen to this call again, and I'm going to get it out there to everybody who did not get it yet. But my testimony on SpectrumX, and as we are speaking, I have a tablespoonful of SpectrumX in my glass of water. For myself personally, working the shifts that I do, every morning I stand up and I love to have my day does not start properly until I have my SpectrumX in my glass of water. And if I drink it slowly while I go outside, I can feel it feeding my body. I can feel it energizing my body. But what the testimony I do want to share is there was a mother who had a, I think it was in second grade in school. He was always getting sick and didn't have the strength to do his work, not feeling good, not being happy. And she said to me, what do you think would be the best thing for me to give my child just to help him boost his immune system? And I said, Sizzling for the inner strength and SpectrumX to nourish his body. She did that, and within a month, she came back and she said, it has completely changed his life. He's happier, he's brighter, he's more alert, he's getting his work done. And I just had a mother ask me that yesterday, what is the best nutrition that I can give my child to help them in school? And I said, the Sizzling and the SpectrumX before they go to school and when they come back home. And that is just what I want to share. We have many people that have had amazing results with this SpectrumX. And the same here. I always say, tell people start with food, but after you can handle it and your body has detoxed some, you can drink it with water anytime during the day. And I do have to share this. My awesome girl that works for me, Elizabeth, she, if I don't take time to go and get some water, she will bring a quart jar of water back with SpectrumX in it because she knows that is what my body needs. Back to you, Dr. Becky.
Thank you so much. That's a phenomenal testimonial. And there's been studies done on kids that are not focused in school, and you know how some of these schools, they just jump on the label of ADD and ADHD, and they want to shove drugs down these kids' throats, and I could tell you story after story where some parents were absolutely, they had their hands tied. They couldn't fight the school system. The school system was basically putting these kids on these ADD drugs, and the parents had no recourse. That's sick. But the studies that were done on giving the kids minerals and giving them vitamins and protein, exactly what you recommended, there was a total turnaround. Their focus came back. Their concentration came back. They weren't acting out. They were paying attention. They were better in sports. It's very common sense that for whatever reason, you know, these school districts just want to throw drugs at these kids. And I never understood that. So I really appreciate that, and I think that you're going to change a lot of lives with that recommendation. So thanks, Mary.
Well, thank you.
Have a great evening. DW, are you on the plane yet, or are you still around?
I'm flying high with all this information. I'm telling you. I mean, what I hear you teaching us tonight is the food looks the same. It tastes the same. It even smells the same, but it's not the same. And it's not what our great-grandparents had and what they ate. And, you know, you talk about the soil depletion and what's happened there. There used to be 3 foot of topsoil. There's not anymore. And we can get this with our SpectrumX and get things back into it. Now, here's what's going on. You're getting calls every day. I'm getting calls every day. Marianne's getting inundated with, I don't know how many as well. People want to know, you know, and specifically about, you know, and Dr. Becky, your audience wants to know specifically from you more information on diatomic hydrogen water. And here's a question I want to throw at you concerning that tonight, and maybe this will, you know, just give us a little bit of a focus. Why is this water so important, and how does it hold an amazing green footprint for the environment.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a really good one. And, you know, by the way, Tom Sr. did a great call last night about the water, the diatomic hydrogen water system that's coming out. This is like nothing else that's out there, guys. And Tom Sr., he's a chemist that is a water scientist, water researcher, water chemist. He knows everything upside down, backwards, sideways. I take so many notes when I'm with him. This is big. This is big, big, big. Because going, you know, looking in the past with some of these other water systems, it was all about, oh, it's alkaline, that's why you're going to feel so good. And they had great testimonials, but it had nothing to do with the alkalinity. Because in truth, if you're going to change, like, the actual pH and make your bloodstream, your body more alkaline, you'd have to drink, like, 25 gallons a day of alkaline, quote-unquote, alkaline high pH water, and you couldn't do it because you would die. So the bottom line is, with some of these older systems, they were creating some hydrogen. They just weren't recognizing the importance of the hydrogen creation. Now we have come full circle and understand that it's all about the diatomic hydrogen, creating these two hydrogens. And what happens when you put the hydrogen water in your system, it is one of the best scavengers of free radicals. You have these hydroxy free radicals are running around, these gremlins running around everywhere, and the hydrogen grabs them and takes them out. It takes the bad out, but it does exactly what the fulvic acid does. It brings the good in, because hydrogen is such a tiny, right to the cell, and it just flies right through the cell membrane, and it draws with it nutrients. So you're drinking your Spectramax mixed with diatomic hydrogen water. To me, it's like Spectramax on turbo. We're talking about a rocket ship flying through your body that's taking everything into the cells, and you're nourishing the mitochondria, and you're nourishing the DNA, and you're helping protect against oxidative damage of the DNA and mutation and the potential development for cancer. This needs to be in every household. It needs to be in every spa. It needs to be in every gym. It needs to be in every doctor's office, in every hospital. It just needs to be everywhere. This is the water we need to be drinking because of everything I just mentioned. So it's getting rid of the toxins. It's bringing the good in. It's a superior hydration, again, because you're just pulling things to the cells. You're hydrating on that level. Okay, here's where the green footprint comes in, which is really exciting. When you use the diatomic hydrogen water machine, you don't want to pour the water into plastic. Plastic is permeable, meaning that the hydrogen will just go, it'll just leave. It'll just go right through the bottle, and it will dissipate. It won't do that with glass. I mean, it can potentially do it over a longer period of time, but glass is not permeable like plastics. So let's take a look at our landfills. Let's take a look at these trash islands that are in the ocean. If you guys don't believe me, go online and look up ocean trash islands, and you will see these islands of trash, and 80% of it made up of plastic bottles, plastic water bottles to be specific. You can land planes on these things because of just the way the ocean currents are dragging all this trash, all these plastic water bottles into these gross islands, and then our landfills and all this plastic with toxins in our plastic. So we're going to create a war on plastic water bottles, because you're going to be drinking out of a glass container. It could be just a regular glass or a glass bottle with a lid that you put your diatomic hydrogen water in. And guess what? You're going to just rinse that out, and you're going to use it again and again and again and again. You'll take it with you. And we're not going to have to go buy this crazy plastic water bottle stuff that's at the grocery store, it's at the gas station, and it's expensive. It's so expensive when you look at the cost of how many dollars are being put out there for all these, you know, these water bottles. So, guys, it's a green footprint that our environment absolutely needs, but it's going to take all of the nutrients that we're using with the Sizzle products and escalate them even more. And that's what's really, really exciting. So Tom, he's got it going on big time with this. This is going to help a lot of people get extremely healthy, but you know what? A lot of people are going to get extremely wealthy with this opportunity, because this is a product that, you know, this system needs to be everywhere with everyone. So thank you so much, DW, for all of your attention tonight, and I really appreciate you doing this, because I know you're jumping on a plane to Denver in about 10 minutes. And thank you, Mary Ann, for your testimonial. Thanks, everyone, to the audience for your time and attention. I really appreciate it. I'll be back next week. We're going to talk about sizzling. But this Thursday, I'm going to be doing the weight loss webinar. So an announcement will start going out tomorrow. That'll be Thursday at 6 p.m. Pacific, and that's going to be a lot of fun, too, my first webinar. And so join me for that and get a whole bunch of people on there that want to learn about our weight loss system.
All right, everybody. This is a wrap for Dr. Becky's Clinic. Same place, same time next week. And bring a guest. Make sure you want to get the recorded call. We'll get that out to you and get those numbers out to you as soon as possible. And those that haven't had a chance to hear last night's call with Tom Maurer, it's the bomb dilly, and it'll even give you more information on the water. So we're very excited. All right, everybody, we'll see you next Tuesday with one of your potential business partners on the call with us.